Welcome to the Family Life Church Podcast. We hope you're blessed and encouraged to share this with someone you know. Subscribe or visit thefamilylife.org for more information.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It is without question tonight that we all could agree that we are living in a world and in a time where people are searching for a remedy, an answer, a healing, not just for the current health crisis that we are going through, yes, that, but even much more than that. The world, our culture, our communities are wanting, deeply wanting, needing something that satisfies what is lacking and what is missing in their life. An answer that's not fleeting or frivolous, a remedy to what is ailing them deep within. We've all felt this, whether you are a believer or not, for the word tells us that it rains on the just and on the unjust alike. To a certain degree, no matter who you are or what your faith is in, we all have felt or we are feeling the effect of the rain. We are feeling the storm, the tempest is around us. The Bible said it another way in Matthew, the 7th chapter, in the 24th and 27th verse. Let me read it again, if I may. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. The same storm, now look at this, the same storm came to both, the same wind, the same rain, the same flood. The difference was in and where and what the house was founded upon. The one man digged to the rock while the other was satisfied with sand. Now hear this, please. The one who heard and obeyed the sayings of God stood in the storm while the one who did not fell. Both were built upon something. This is critical. Both were built upon something, as is the case for us all. We all build our life on something. Our trust, our directions and disciplines, our time, our talents, our treasures, all find that place where they are built and what they are built in. The difference is found in what we are willing to dig through. The rock, obviously, is Jesus Christ. We understand this by the word. It's very clear. The truth, the stability and salvation and answer that the world needs is, in fact, Jesus Christ. The sand is the flesh, the temporal, the unstable, the things that will not satisfy nor sustain. To build on the rock, the flesh must be denied. It must be put in its place so that God can have his ultimate rightful place in our life. Many are building right now, especially so it seems, it's evident to us, many are building on the influence and the affluence of this present world, trusting in sands, if you would, that will not stand when the storms come against them. Because storms are an inevitable part of life. We will encounter them. It's inevitable. We will encounter storms, but how we endure them is defined by what and where we build our life. The determinations and the disciplines that you and I decide upon now in Christ will be the salvation that we can trust in the future. Do we see that and understand it? What we do right now has an effect on what ultimately will be should the Lord tarry. We are not building and believing for the gratification just of this day. What we live and what we do should not simply be about pleasing the flesh right now. The sand, that's all just sand. Sand will sway. It will move with the current of the wind and the way of the world, the temporal, in other words. It will move by that. Many are sacrificing the eternal at the expense of the satisfying of the temporal right now. We are more concerned about pleasing our flesh than we are about pleasing God. Jesus said the one was wise and one was foolish. To be wise is to consider that a storm will inevitably come and the rock must be founded upon. To be wise is to understand that the storm will happen. And so the rock must be found now before the storm arrives. The wise sees past this temporary time that we are in and understands the crushing weight of eternity is in the balance of our life. Storm clouds of conviction make them dig past those who are wise, make them dig past the pleasure of the present, because we recognize what is at stake. The foolish. The foolish are just simply satisfied with sand. It's soft to the touch. It offers little resistance to accommodate the flesh. That's what Christ was saying. It can deceivingly feel settled, sand can. But when the winds pick up and the rain begins to run off and the flood tides roll, it's swept away. It erodes. And when something erodes away, understand this, please, somebody hear me. When something is eroded away, it almost always carries something else with it. Foolishness ignores the eternal and finds more satisfaction in the here and now. The important thing to remember about this message from Jesus was that it was about a house that was being built. A home, in other words, a way of life and purpose of dwelling and living, a family, people, kids, those that we love, those that are touching our life. We are building a house somewhere. Right now, you who's watching this, listening to this, we are building a house somewhere. We are building a life on something. Someone is finding a shelter in what we build and what we believe. Their spiritual safety is trusting us in our wise or unwise choices. How and where you and I build can influence not just the salvation of our own souls, but that of others as well. We make an impact on others. Houses that stand are saved, are homes that took the time, the day after day after day, desire and discipline to dig to the rock, Christ Jesus, and live His Word, and be saved by it. There's still time. You're still breathing. There's still time. If you have not started digging, dig now. For when the storm comes, you can be safe and you can be saved because you found the rock. I end with this. It's found in Matthew, the 16th chapter and the 26th verse. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? The world or our soul? May we be called wise and dig and build on the rock that is Christ Jesus and repent. And be baptized in His name and filled with His Spirit. That's for you today. Start digging. Start building on the rock and live for Him. Pray with me, would you? Father, I pray for those that are listening, watching. I pray that You would help them to know, Father, that even in the storm that is present or the storm that possibly could be, that they have the hope of finding the solid rock that You are, that rock hewn from the mountain. And I pray, God, that You would help them to know right now that all the discipline and determination and direction of their life, if it is focused towards You, God, it will not be wasted. There will be a purpose for it, God, and You will save them. You told us to seek Your kingdom and Your righteousness first. Then all the other things that we need would be added to us. Help us to realize that, God, that that you are primary. You must be the focus of our life. And help us to remember, God, that there's nothing in this world worth sacrificing our soul for. And that the things of God, the ways of God, your word, Lord, obedience to it, submission to you, it's most important. For God, the sands of this time, of this life, the temporals, all this will erode away and wash away. And God, there's no stability in those things. But in you, the rock, Christ Jesus, Lord, we can build and know that we have assurance and we have strength and we have the promise of eternal life. So, Father, I pray, touch some soul right now that's listening, watching, and help them to realize, God, that they can start digging now. It's not too late. They can be saved. They can find you this day. And trust in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you.